From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Welcome to Popcorn Scented Tentacles, the podcast of this week's John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. The name devised from a story brought to you by Angela Barnes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
It's been lovely to have you. Was that burp audible that I just did then, or did I get away with that one?
It wasn't audible, but watching your face wasn't pretty.
I had some hummus that was on the turn.
Right. Fizzy hummus. Nom, nom, nom.
I thought I'd cover that up by pouring some extra hot chilli sauce in there, which I had for breakfast on 2 slices of toast. I can only apologise for the effects that that has had over the past 3 hours, and you've both coped very well with what's been quite an offensive atmosphere that I've brought.
There's a reason that Will kept going to the toilet, put it that way.
Yeah, I thought you were crying because I was broadcasting really well. I thought Will could smell the awards.
He could smell something.
It's been another lovely show, which you are about to enjoy with, you know, the music is taken out, but I don't want you to think for a second that that doesn't mean that real music matters.
No, it doesn't mean that real music doesn't matter.
Do you think by definition that music matters less to the podcast audience than the live audience?
Yeah, because they're not getting the music.
Yeah,
they've gone,
so.
Good, I'll wait to the podcast because I hate music.
That's well, I'll tell you what I'd like you to do this week during the I'd like you to pause the podcast every 3-4 minutes, and then I'd like you to sing a little song to yourself, and then I'd like you to come back to us just to prove how much real music matters to you. Not one, but two real music quizzes this week, devised by, well, I don't think he'll be moving on to a question setter on House of Games after his career in radio is over, put it that way. Producer Will brings two quizzes, and sometimes the host doesn't need to know the answer. That's all I'll say. That brings a nice energy. Enjoy the podcast. We'll see you on the other side. If you want to join in with anything and you want to fire off an email while you're listening, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hello, good morning, happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Angela Barnes.
Hello, you're all full of energy today, John. I don't know who you are. Oh, my gosh,
I am absolutely... Well, I snuck off to the dartboard before we started.
Oh, yeah.
Still there, though. I sneak off to the dartboard. Sometimes I just say, do you know what, I'm just going to throw... I give myself 9 darts today.
Right.
I give myself 9 darts. Just see what happens. Just see what happens. Most of the time, I don't mention it. So if you tune in on a Saturday morning and I don't mention it, they've been terrible. I ate a 180 this morning with the... 7th, 8th and 9th dart.
Yeah, and you sent a photo of it as well, didn't you?
Of course I do, because otherwise what is the point? Everybody has to know.
The thing is, though, I want to see a video of it, John. You should have a camera set up 24/7 on the dartboard, because anyone can just put 3 darts in a dartboard and take a photo of it. I'm not saying I'm a sceptic or a suspicious person, but I am. So you need a full 3-camera setup in the room is what I need. Because I also need one on your cheeky little face when it goes in.
If Absolute Radio wouldn't mind funding 3 cameras for the dartboard, one on my cheeky little face, one full body so we can appreciate the full 5'9", and one close up on the dartboard so we can see the treble 20s flying in.
That's the funniest thing you were going to say all morning.
I might leave then. Right, it's Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. Peaked. Let's quickly run through what happened last week for those of you that couldn't be here. We always like to start with a little
here, John, so
you weren't here, so but you do your homework, don't you? Did you hear this moment from last week?
I'm just a teenage cheeky lady.
Oh my, I'm such a big Lindsay Santoro fan, but it was chaotic, that podcast. I loved every second of it.
Yes, it was chaotic during the broadcast. I'm not going to lie to you. Not only because Lindsay was here with ad-libbed music, but we also had a very special guest in the studio last week.
We
always end with our big boss was in on air appraisals. If you're wondering why I've been so slick this morning, here's why.
Not funny, not cool, not bad at hugs. Didn't even let Will go to the toilet.
Wow. That
We've got to clear up toilet gate
there, right?
Well, there was one compliment in the middle, so I'll take it. Not bad at hugs.
Not bad. It wasn't good at hugs, though, was it, John?
It wasn't good at hugs. And also she said it like it was that I was bad at hugs. But listen, Will asked if he could go to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't even ask if he could go to the toilet. He said,
"Why is he asking permission from you?"
Listen, what was an act of deference and respect for the talents of producer Will has now been spun on its head and made me look like an evil despot. Let me be clear. Will said, "I'm going to go to the toilet." Well, he said, "I need to do wee wees," which is what he says. And yeah. I don't mind that. He said, "I need to do wee wees."
Yeah.
I said, "Just so you know, there's only 3 minutes left on this song." Now, what I meant by that was, if the song ends and I need to go on air and you're not here, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's on you. So Will said, "I'm going to wait then." This has now been turned into me being a horrific man who makes people urinate in the corner of the studio. And to be clear, that was his choice. I didn't ask him to do that. Anyway, we also discussed last week randomly named contacts in your phone book after Lindsay revealed that she saves... She doesn't even know his name. She just calls him Radio Boy. That's what he's in the phone as. That's Will, Radio Boy. We had some very funny responses and this in the week from Jay.
Hi, John. Following on from your chat about random names you have in your phone last week, I wanted to share two, which I found in my phone. Now, I had a deep dive into my contacts and I found one called Mad Dog Unicycle and another named One-Eyed Vince. I will not be providing any context into these. Cheers. Big fan of the show. All the best from Jay.
I don't think they need a lot of explaining, do they?
No, but I do like to imagine that they both got their names on the same night.
What a night that was.
There was one crazy night where the unicycle came out and someone lost an eye.
I'm in a lot of people's phones because I used to run a comedy club at a pub called The Farm. And so the comedy club was called The Funny Farm. So I'm in a lot of people's phones as Angela Funny Farm, which I'm not sure quite. I think that's why.
Well, look, you're out and about now and I'm delighted about it. Angela, we haven't heard from you for a couple of weeks.
No, I've been busy, mate.
Last time we left you, you were off to the northeast.
I had a lovely time up in Barnard Castle. And I managed to go on stage not make any jokes about Specsavers.
Well done.
So I think I deserve some praise for that.
It's annoying though, isn't it? Because you want them to know that you haven't done it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't do that without saying it.
Yeah. You're welcome that I didn't do the obvious jokes here. So I went there and then where else have I been, John? You don't know, do you? I need to tell you. I was in Maidenhead.
It'd be weird if I did know. Yeah. Imagine if I knew the intricate details.
And where you had a pint in the Greyhound. I've been having a lovely time on tour. I'm quite tired, but it's worth it, isn't it?
It is. And then you come in and you see Radio Boy's little face.
I do see Radio Boy's little face. I've changed his name in my phone now to Radio Boy.
Oh, excellent.
It's just better, isn't it, than Will. Will's boring. There's loads of Wills, but there's only one Radio Boy.
Well, listen, Charlie's not here this week, so we can't have the full conversation. At the end of last week's show, there was a brief chat about middle names.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what Will and Charlie's middle names are?
No idea. Will I be able to guess them?
I don't think so. No. I'm just going to drop that there. I'm just going to plant that little seed and we're going to come back to that when Charlie's in the studio and she's able to join in on this
chat.
Brilliant.
I do want to know what yours is though, John.
Well, this is what it came off the bat. Mine's quite straightforward. Mine's just
like
Joel.
Peter was. Oh, yes. But that's quite nice. Like JJ. Why are we not calling you JJ?
Why aren't you calling me JJ?
Would you like us to call you JJ?
Well, if it's a choice between that or spiteful little goblin man, then yeah, I guess I'll take that choice.
No, I prefer the other one.
I have a bone to pick with you. You've told me yours.
You know it very well, my middle name.
Do I?
You should know it. You say it a lot.
Do I?
Yeah.
Mercy. Mercy me. What is it?
My middle name is Barnes.
Barnes?
Yeah.
So you're not Angela Barnes. You're Angela Barnes...
Something else, yeah.
Something else.
I got... Well, I was Angela Barnes. I never used to have a middle name. And then when I got married... I made Barnes my middle name by default, and my married name is my last name.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. But it does make me want to sort of set you aside. I really like Matt and I want things to work out, but I do wonder how many times you can just keep shunting names up. See how many you can end up with by the end. You'd be like, your entire family tree is just your name. Just name, 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 name,
but
name.
I always think that about, like, because lots of people when they get married go double-barreled. And I tell you, my married name is Wooden. And so we couldn't go double-barreled because we'd be Wooden Barnes. not an option.
It's certainly something to think about for another show, perhaps the funniest double-barreled names out there, because I guarantee there'll be some. We're about to do... I'm going to tell everyone what's coming up in the show today, but I have a bone to pick with you, because, of course, last time you were here, you were possessed by the ghost of... I don't know who it was, when you turned to me from nowhere and went, you're going to watch the footy tonight?
I don't know what happened. Well, the only way I can explain it is I was a bit tired, and lovely Jeff, old producer Jeff, had come in for a little visit, hadn't he? And we'd been chatting to him off air, and then suddenly we were on air, and I had to say something, and I looked at you, and I thought, football.
I don't know who that character was.
I hope they return.
I hope they come up again today for a little comment. Anyway, I did watch the football this week on Tuesday night, and it ruined my week, and I hold you personally responsible. Because you were the one who told me to watch the football. I watched football, Leeds versus Sunderland. One of the worst experiences of my life.
Was just it bad?
Oh, my God.
You should have beaten Sunderland, shouldn't you?
Yeah, we should have beaten Sunderland if it weren't for a conspiracy at the FA.
Oh, anyway. Really? Right. Yeah, I didn't go down that road, are we?
So it's that very special time of the week. It is a big deal, this, isn't it, Angela?
It is.
We only do one a week.
And it has to mean something.
Yeah,
It has to count.
I don't want this to be one of those shows where you're just firing out dedications left, right and centre to anyone for anything.
The problem is it's a bit like table magic. The only people enjoying it are the ones doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See also regional theatre and jazz music.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Oh, Will was on it there, wasn't
he's
he?
He's really fast.
I suppose
he's
he would
really
be. He did script
fast.
It 3 weeks ago. But
no wonder he hasn't got time to check the emails. firing off those links. He does check the email, and he's asked me to point out that he does check the email, so do email in because he does get to it. It's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. If you want next week's I Love You, but this week's, of course, it's a dedication, but with a little bit of grit in there. You've got to say something mean about the person you want a dedication for. This week, we're hearing from Sam, who wants a dedication for his mum, Jackie.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only shout-out. This week, I'd like to dedicate a song to my mum. Thanks for being the best mum. I love you very much. But I do wish you'd show a bit more interest when I should have told you about my golf handicap. All my love, Sam.
Oh, I'm fully team mum.
Are you really?
Fully 100% team mum.
I'm team Sam. Just getting in. You go in the shops now. It's all Mother's Day this, Mother's Day that. I like the fact that he's just thought, I'm going to sneak in this week. You're getting a week early. I'm going to criticise her on national radio.
Poor mum.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to. Let's role play. I'm going to be Sam, and you can be Jackie.
Okay.
And you just honestly try and feign interest.
Okay.
Guess what happened at the golf today? When you know, I had to hit the little ball into the hole.
Oh, yes, dear.
It's miles away, the hole as well.
Is
it's
it,
not
dear?
Like on the other side of the living room, and there was
Have
a tree.
You put your laundry in the laundry basket, dear?
I hit it with the big one at the beginning, and it went really far. And then I had to get a different one to hit it in the little hole.
Oh, Emmerdale's on. See you later, Sam.
Anyway, I'm only seven over now for my handicap.
I can see
the point.
I think that was quite a tricky portrayal of what happened.
So, you know, this is for you, Jackie. If you could just pretend to feign interest in Sam's golfing stories, it would be very grateful. It's the time of the week when we discuss the news that you might not have heard in the news headlines, but had you heard, might have given you the impression that the world was a slightly better place.
Yes.
So we picked some of the smaller stories. This for me is just a chance to talk about things I like. So I don't think it's massively informative at all. It's just a fun old chat about a pub.
You love a pub, don't you, John?
I love a pub
as well. I think we're pub people.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two kinds, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's pub people and there's people I don't know how to talk to.
Yes, exactly that. I 100% agree.
Thank you to everybody who's watched the Yorkshire Pub series on More 4. I've had some very nice messages. One guy, first episode went out, he sent me a message online of a Google map of his journey. He'd watched the first episode, got in his car in Liverpool and driven to the pub, sent me a selfie of himself outside the pub about 2 a.m. and then drove back.
What?
I mean, that's remarkable.
Did you inform the police?
Well, I just felt sorry for him because there was nothing for him to see. It was just like a knockdown toilet block. It was a hell of a journey, but people have been very kind. There will be more coming of that. So I thought I'd have a little chat about a smashing pub in Leeds called the White Locks. It's been there since 1715, claims to be the oldest pub in Leeds. It's an absolute belter. They're relaunching one of their beers from the 1970s, Double Diamond. It's a pale ale. And they thought as a little gift, they'd launch their first pint. So when you buy your first pint of it, you get it at 1970s prices.
Beautiful.
Which they reckon is 25p a pint.
What a time to be alive.
Well, it isn't actually, because the council got in touch and said someone had complained.
What? Who's complaining about cheap beer?
Well, somebody said there had been a complaint and that selling beer at 25p per pint was an irresponsible promotion and would be below cost price. I didn't know that was something you could complain about.
Also, it would be irresponsible if they're like, it's 25p all night on beers. That would be slightly irresponsible.
Yes,
but they're saying your first beer is 25p and then you pay normal price.
And do you know what's irresponsible for the pub industry? £8 a pint.
Yeah,
that's what's
right?
irresponsible, mate.
Too
Hang
right.
on, let me just drag this soapbox over.
You started him now.
Give you the full 5:10. I thought supermarkets do. They call them lost leaders, don't they? They're a thing where they just sell something at a loss to drag you into there,
exactly.
Like milk. Can you speak to any farmer about the price they're getting for milk and stuff? Anyway, someone complained, so the council have come round and said, you can't do it for 25p a pint. So they said, fine, we'll give it away for free then. See how you like them apples.
Brilliant.
And they said, oh, you're giving away apples. Yeah, you can give away apples, but there was a bit of confusion. They said, no, we are going to give away the beer. They said, you can't do that either. You're going to have to stop the promotion in any form. Then they got a lawyer involved.
Good.
The lawyer said, no, it's under your license, you can do whatever you like. So the offer's back on. And also, the furore has now been in the papers as well. So I assume everybody's going to go to White Locks in Leeds.
Brilliant. If I was anywhere near Leeds, I'd be heading straight there. Also, because I've Googled White Locks in, and that interior is gorgeous.
Oh, it's a stunning pub, isn't it? I mean, you are quite near. When you say if I was anywhere near Leeds, how far would you drive for 25p a pint?
But then you've got to weigh up the petrol costs, John.
That's true. You could walk. You can walk for free.
I can walk to Leeds for 25p pint. I'd do it.
What's the least you've ever paid for a pint? Mine was 50p when I used to go out. It was pound a pint pub, and then one year they did a 2-for-1, so 50p a pint.
Oh, wow. I think probably, I mean, I can remember pints being under a pound.
Yeah.
And then I can remember when they went over a pound, and I can remember there being big posters on the sides of pubs saying, still only a pound a pint here.
Yeah.
I remember that being a thing.
But there weren't better days, were they, Angela? You know, it wasn't better days because although beer now is £28 a pint, you can get hints of mango and lychee in your 8% tropical IPA.
Yeah, I forgot Will likes his flavoured beers.
He loves his fruit beer.
I knew he said girl beer. That is derogatory. No, I'm not saying that.
That is derogatory.
He likes his children's beer. That's what I
should call. That's even worse. Let's go in a different direction, shall we, Angela?
Yeah,
take us away from the pub.
This is more sort of healthy and, what's the word I'm trying to look for? Sort of virtuous, I suppose.
Yes.
Because we're talking about salad items. We're talking about tomatoes, John. Do you remember I brought you in a tomato from my garden last year? You did.
You did. And one of what? Did you only have three last year and I got one of them?
And you got one of them. And,
I'm very touched.
Yeah, but it was pretty disgusting, wasn't it?
It was rank. It was absolutely disgusting. Yeah, really thick-skinned, bitter little thing. Like, maybe we were too similar.
I hadn't grown it. It was I'd just moved house and it was in the garden.
Oh, you found it?
I just found it on the floor. Yeah. No, it was on a tomato plant. Don't panic. But I've just planted new tomato seeds this week. But I wish I'd discovered these ones because in the news, they are growing tomatoes that, for some reason that is not really explained, that smell like popcorn.
Why?
So they use gene editing. Apparently there's a gene that makes things smell like... There's a compound that makes things smell like fragrant rice or buttered popcorn. I mean, okay. I love that smell of popcorn. That's a good smell, isn't it? But I want my tomatoes to smell and taste of it?
Well, also, I think a tomato is one of the few things where the smell doesn't need improving. Like that's the joy. Walking in your nan or granddad's greenhouse in an early summer day and
lovely.
You get hit.
Yeah.
And there's a chef, I can't remember who it is, who when they're cooking a tomato sauce, they put the vines into the sauce so that you can taste the sort of vines in there.
Nice.
I love the smell of a vine on a tomato.
I don't think too.
I want it to smell like popcorn.
And also, there's a thing, well, they say they make it smell like popcorn, but does that also make it taste like popcorn? It's not clear because, like, I always think about this with shampoo. I've got shampoo that smells of bananas, but why doesn't it taste of bananas if it smells of bananas?
I know you're on tour and Matt does most of the cooking at home, but there are restaurants and takeaways. You don't need to be eating your shampoo. If you catch Angela on tour this week and she's foaming at the mouth, just to reassure you, it's not rabies. She just eats her shampoo when she's away.
You know what I mean, though, don't you? It should taste like it. How can it smell like one thing and taste disgusting?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's almost like there's different senses at play, isn't there?
Yeah, makes no sense to me.
The tongue is different to the nose, is the big conclusion from this week's news that wasn't in the news, that should, would or could have been in the news.
But that's the headline, there you go.
I agree with you. I don't think, you don't really be mucking about with tomatoes.
Just leave them as they are. They're good.
As the parent of a child that won't eat tomatoes, I guess anything that helps. Mm. Maybe if it helps them eat tomatoes because they smell like popcorn, then I guess it's a good thing.
Do you think tomatoes is one of those things, like some people genetically can't stand them? My dad hated tomatoes, and if a tomato got anywhere near his plate, he would really complain. And then one day, we were there was a party and a buffet, and my dad was eating sun-dried tomatoes. And we were like, you're eating sun-dried tomatoes. And he refused to accept that they were tomatoes.
I love that.
Absolutely refused to. He went, they can't be tomatoes. I wouldn't be able to eat them if they were tomatoes.
There's a generational belligerence that I really hope our generations. I have a very similar memory of my granddad, Ron. We had dinner at my Auntie Pam's house and it was a buffet. It was a wedding anniversary. She put a lovely spread on.
Lovely.
He was hoofing down the roast potatoes. He said, these are lovely, Pam. What are these? She said, well, they're curried potatoes. He didn't eat another one for the rest of the day. He must have eaten about 50 of them. Muck. No.
No.
Oh, lovely. He would have had a 25p pint, I'll tell you that. Anyway, that was it. Still to come, we've got, it's basically a grammar special. It's literal police coming up,
exciting.
Of course. But with a little bit of a tease before that, some news from National Grammar Day.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. Literal police on the way in the next 20 minutes. Cases to hear from a very famous football commentator and a TV presenter I was in the presence of very recently. But before we get to that, another news story. I mean, you may have missed it. I'd be surprised. I'd be disappointed.
Mm. What would you do listening to this show if you missed this?
Yeah, exactly.
Quite frankly.
Turn off. No, don't. It was National Grammar Day on Wednesday.
Christmas, that is.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you do Grammar Day Eve?
I waited for Father Grammar to come. I left him out a mince pie and I left a little sign with it with properly used apostrophes. So,
yeah, lovely. Yeah. Really nice. Yeah, I'm allowed to be pedantic once on Grammar's Day Eve and then I can do the rest of it properly on Grammar's Day morning.
What a shame you called it Grammar's Day instead of Grammar Day. How ironic.
Oh dear, oh no. I hope Leona Graham's not listening. She talked about National Grammar Day this week on the No Repeat Guarantee. I like to think we've influenced her a little bit.
Yes.
I like to think she's heard the cynical tone of this and thought, maybe the poison is right. Maybe you don't have to be nice and genuine and knowledgeable about the subject you're talking about all times.
I like that the tentacles of this show are spreading into other studios. That's a nice feeling.
I don't like the thought of me having tentacles. Anyway, as the head of grammar and pedantry here at Absolute Radio, self-appointed, I thought we could go through some of the messages she got.
Great.
She asked people what things annoy them about people's use and misuse of grammar.
Mm.
Steve in Bedford, this is one she had. People that say, I mean, this is indefensible. People that say pacifically instead of specifically.
Oh, did you see? You could see my skin physically crawl then, couldn't
that
you?
That landed physically, that one.
Oh.
That was. I thought I could get done for assault there, the way you reacted to that.
It was like you just punched me in the gut.
That was unpleasant. Yeah, there's no. it's I can see it's hard to correct, though, if someone says it. It's hard to say, you've got to be a certain kind of person, haven't you? The slightly passive-aggressive way of doing it is that you sort of, you use the word specifically, not the next sentence, you wait three or four. And then you say, anyway, I'm going to go and get a round in. What specifically would everybody like to drink?
Nice.
Would you like a Pacific Pale Ale? Because, of course, those things are very different. And you just do it like that and nobody notices. So Grace says, bad grammar. No, not pointing any fingers, but someone in the studio has already confessed to this one. People who say bought when they mean brought, e.g. Matt bought this into the studio. No, Matt brought this into the studio. Yes. He didn't buy it in. Dave Berry is a huge offender in using bought when he means brought, just saying. So that's a cross-network attack there on Dave Berry.
Yeah, well, that's one. I don't understand why people get that one wrong, because brought is the past participle of bring and bought is the past participle of buy. It's simple stuff, guys.
I don't know what to add to that, really, other than just to say if I agree with Angela, unless it upset you, in which case I agree with you. Nick in Norfolk.
That's the most slimy I've ever seen you be.
I know, well, that was the real me came out then.
The real tentacles now, I can see them. That was.
I just want you to use the word like when you describe me, so I'm fine with it if it upset you. Not so much a grammatical wind-up, but the thing that drives me mad is when people say, all right, I have no words. That drives me mad for the very fact that they've just written the word to say they have no words. Even worse when it's, I literally have no words. Now I've wound myself up. That's the cost. That'll be the moment Leona realised, oh, now I realise why other DJs don't talk like this.
Now I see what happened. I've really opened the floodgates to some pedants here.
You just get torrents of abuse from listeners who then end, right, that's it now, I'm gonna have to go calm myself down, you lose listeners. It's not worth it, Leona, but you know, I appreciate your little foray into our world. Now, full disclosure, Officer Barnes, we're about to get into the literal police.
You haven't done one, have you?
I haven't done one.
Okay, good.
I might have. I don't think I have. I used it earlier, didn't I? I think I used it correctly.
I think you did.
I think I was teasing people. But I just have to... I've had a bad relationship with football this week. I'm not going to lie to you. Got very
Have you been
angry.
Watching the footy?
Oh, watch your footy, yeah.
Watching the footy this afternoon. It was... What was most annoying about that was the impression you... Actually, let's get into this. It was the...
Oh, no. She's reposturing in the chair. That's always a bad sign.
I listened to last week's episode and you had... Obviously, this came up, that my little... Are you watching the footy? Yeah. And also the fact that I repeated a text that we'd already read out live on air. Yeah. And that's fine, John. But I do think that, you know, if you've got issues, we do it face-to-face, not when I'm not in the studio. That's all I'm saying.
Do you know anything about me? Have you ever met me?
Oh, yeah.
You don't deal with things face-to-face.
You stand up to confrontation, don't you, John, all the time?
The only reason I've still got a face is that I swallow down most of my opinions on people. Well, it'd be all swollen and misshapen and half of it hanging off.
Fair enough.
No, I'm a two-faced little rat and very proud of it. So this whole feature's about, isn't it?
If I ever own who you are, John. I appreciate that in you, actually.
Have you ever met somebody that you've done stand-up about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
I'm sure I've mentioned this on air before, but I did a routine on Live at the Apollo, which was very much about an ex. I don't think they were very happy.
It's, when it's people in your life, I think they've... I've done pieces about people in the media who, when you start stand-up, you're like, well, I'm never going to meet them. And then suddenly you meet them at something, you're like, oh, no. Well, we've just shaken hands, so...
They don't
It's a
know.
Double whammy, because it means, A, I'm a duplicitous coward, and it also means they don't know who you are.
Oh,
and they've
I really
never heard
want to
any
know who
material.
You've done that about now, John. I really want to know. Tell me off air.
I can't tell you, but I can tell you the years he played for Chelsea at centre-back. anyway, there is a football one in this week. I've got a bad relationship with football. I'm going to hand that one completely over to you because I can't be
you
fair.
You can't bear it.
I can't be fair. So there's a football one coming up. There's one that I think I'm going to have to take because you've already spoken about this person's scent in a way that means I don't think you can be honest about them. So we'll take it turns to judge the literal police. We've already heard some of the grammatical annoyances of the absolute radio audience. Time now to deal with the worst offence possible, the misuse of the word literally. We're out there grafting all the time, but we need you. You are our eyes and ears on the ground. Our first offence this week has come in from Andy and Steve.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report.
I was sat watching the Arsenal-Chelsea game on Sunday, and in the 17th minute, Gary Neville asks a question which, if not checked, is quite disturbing.
After several dodgy moments from Chelsea goalkeeper Robert Sanchez, Gary Neville on commentary suggests one of his teammates should turn around and literally rip his head off.
This deserves some level of retribution. Whilst not declaring it literally or figuratively happened, it surely has to be punished for reasons of potential incitement of an horrific act.
I suspect he means someone should deliver a Roy Keane-style treatment of a few strong words to tell him off rather than actually committing murder.
An interesting situation which deserves your oversight. Also, it's Gary Neville. Jail him. Thanks, John. Stephen Manchester.
Your fellow pedant, Andy.
Now, you will have known about all this because you watched the footy.
Yeah.
You're watching the footy this afternoon.
Leave me alone, you bullies.
Oh, I don't like it now. It's not hamster chat, do you? Don't.
I said, every time you press mine, you have to press John's.
We're going on holiday soon and I've bought her a new little house so that she's got a new toy to play with while we're away. Anyway, so let's hear what Gary said during the Arsenal-Chelsea game.
Where's a Chalabar? I'm absolutely delighted that I'm seeing Chalabar having a go at you. I'm thinking, where does a Chelsea player who'll turn around and literally rip his head off and say, what are you doing? Stop doing what you're doing.
Now, Officer Barnes.
I struggled to hear that.
He said, I'm. So what's happened there? There's a defender who's not doing his job.
Yeah.
He's saying, so two players are then arguing on the pitch. He said, he was your guy. And he said, you shut up. You're putting me off with your hair or whatever. You never know what they say to each other because they cover their mouths. Mm. He's saying, I like that. I like to see them shouting at each other. And what he's not said is Chalabar's turned around and literally ripped his head off.
Yeah.
He said, I'm wondering to myself, when is a player going to turn around and literally rip somebody's head off? So
I think that's okay. Because he's wondering to himself, and he can wonder to himself.
Thinking to myself,
anything.
So he's confessing on air to fantasising about players mutilating other players.
Yeah, but that's another issue. That's not what we're here.
Yeah,
sure. We're not the fantasy police.
I don't mind not locking him up, so long as I refer it to another department.
Yeah, we refer it to the fantasising police.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
that's
case,
fine. I think.
All right, yeah, then we'll Gary Neville goes free. We turn now to outstanding Officer Kirsty. She's been in touch before. She spotted another offence after bringing Jeremy Clarkson to our attention last week. She's now been looking at the work of another TV presenter.
Kirsty's on it.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence report. And unfortunately, it involves someone you were sat with on the One Show sofa recently. While scrolling through my Facebook, I saw Ben Shepherd reveal that a weight loss drug had literally turned the market upside down, which I don't think is actually possible. Please investigate from Kirsty in Shropshire.
All right.
I mean, he may smell nice, but it's a slam dunk.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
This year, thousands of women across the country have lost weight, all thanks to a discovery by the country's top nutritionist that has literally turned the market upside down.
I mean, for the sheer fact he's doing that advert, lock him up, personally. But,
Oh, he does do a fitness podcast. I mean, I don't know if it's an advert. Maybe
right,
an advert.
Yeah.
It hasn't turned the market upside down, has it?
No, it definitely
it
hasn't.
Now, here's the only defence I will put in for Ben Shepherd
here.
Oh,
here we go. Someone wants to be on the One Show again.
I want to be on Tipping Point.
I've been on Tipping. We've discussed this, haven't we? My Tipping Point disaster. It was on telly again the other night.
Oh,
and
was it?
Ed Byrne sent me a video of him watching the end of it going, no!
We know what happens when people get slammed up.
Yeah, right.
Slammed down, all around.
Locked up, slammed down.
They go inside. Some of them, you know, because they can't handle the solitary, which is what literal police is. It's solitary confinement.
Yeah.
People understand that. They turn to the gym. Now, do we want Ben Shepherd with another 6 months of hard gym work on him? Because I tell you what, he's going to come out of there. He's going to knock me into next week. Size of the man already, the body on him.
Yeah,
you can't have
fit.
Him in the literal police prison.
Unless we just don't give him keys to the gym. Like, he goes in, but he's in just in a padded cell.
Yes. Yes, take his gym privileges away so he comes out looking like me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. See how you like that? The greatest punishment of all. Right then. Well, that's a slam dunk on Ben Shepherd. Gary Neville goes free. If you spot a literal offence, we'll be doing this again next week. Of course we will. And every week until the nation learns, get in touch. john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Welcome to Absolute Radio with John Richardson, Angela Barnes and producer Will, where it can't have escaped your attention that real music matters. I mean, if you've made it this far and you don't realise that real music matters.
What are you even doing here?
What are you doing? One of the problems I have with music, and that's not what this feature was supposed to turn into.
I don't think this is quite what we're trying to get across, John, is it?
I think it matters too much.
Right, so got you.
I've had two incidents this week where I've nearly had to contact people. You know Frankie Munro, the comic act?
Oh, yes.
I think Jack is the guy that...
I can't remember his name, but yes, I know
does the character.
Yeah.
Does a character, a sort of ghostly 70s comic called Frankie Munro. I stumbled across a video of his this week. He's singing a song on a sketch called Welcome to Rotherham.
Right.
I couldn't get it out of my head for about 2 days.
A proper earworm, was it?
I had to have other music on all the time, just try and drown out. And I nearly messaged him to say, look, we've never met. I think you're really funny, but this song has ruined 2 days of my life. I can't stop singing. I can't tell you the lyric because it's offensive. But it's the sort of thing you mutter under your breath in Sainsbury's, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, and then I'm going to Google that as soon as the show's over.
Oh, it's very... Well, you'll hate yourself because it'll be in there. And then Phil Jupiter's posted a video of him singing... in an Elmer Fudd voice to some classical music. Oh, then that was in there for about 3 or 4 hours. This is why I have to be careful with music. But this show is keen to prove that real music matters.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes, you know, music might go missing for a couple of hours. We drag it back. We're going to set a real world record this year. Last time we tried to set a world record...
Oh, do we have to bring that up, John?
Well, I already have. It didn't go very well for Angela, so we're going to specialise this week. We're going to go into music. We're going to have a little sort of warm-up game now to see what can happen.
Okay.
I think a lot of the world records around music are going to be about naming singles by bands, naming bands, naming albums, things like that within a certain time frame. So Will's come up with a little game where we each get 10 lyrics, 60 seconds. You've got to see how quickly you can name the singles from which these lyrics come. Now, yours are all Blur songs because I know you like Blur.
Do like Blur.
So we've got 60 seconds on the clock.
I really like Blur, but it's really hard when lyrics are out of context, isn't it?
It's awful, and I'm going to say them really badly. I'm going to do a different regional accent for every lyric.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Yeah, I am.
No, John.
I'm going to work my way from north to south down the UK.
And I know Will's mean as well. He'll go for some really deep album tracks, won't he? Okay. All right.
So up we go to Glasgow. 60 seconds standing by. Here we go. Love in the 90s is Paranoid.
It's Paranoid. Girls and Boys.
It is Girls Boys. Across the common every day, you'll come across the fine line. That's Newcastle.
Across the common every day. Oh my God, why can't I get to it? For Tomorrow. It's not, but I'm just throwing it out there.
It's not, it's Villa Rosie.
Oh, Villa Rosie, I knew it was on Modern Life is Rubbish.
He moves in circles of friends who just pretend that they like him. That's Manchester now. If you've got to tell people.
Just pretend. Jubilee? No. Colin Zeal? No. It's a Thomas Mann. Damn
just
it.
Look at me. There's the clue. The suburbs, they are sleeping, but he's dressing up tonight.
Stereotypes.
That's wonderful. That's two. I'm going to stop doing the accents because I think it's putting you off. The mind gets dirty as you get closer to 30.
End of a century.
It is end of century. I'm going to give you another one because I think I put you off doing the voices. Every paper that you read says tomorrow's your lucky day.
It's your lucky day. Lucky day. It really, really, really could happen. It really could happen. Really, really, really could happen.
What's the name of the song?
Universal.
Universal, I give you that one. So, was that three or four?
Four, I think.
Yeah, I'll give you a four.
How many
there.
Did you do? That wasn't bad.
Oh, we're limbering up. We're stretching for our world record.
I'm limbering up my silly accents I'm going to do for this.
Are you going to do accents?
I'll have a go. I think I've got about three in the locker, so we'll see.
I worked from north to south. Maybe you could work from south to north and we'll meet in Birmingham with a particularly offensive link that'll lose us lots of listeners. Angela correctly guessed.
Lindsay Santoro's back.
Go on, do a quick Lindsay Santoro. Do Lindsay Santoro for the first one. I'm going to guess.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Santoro. Is that what? No, I can't do it.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I think if you've got to say the name of the person you're doing the impression of, it's sort of a hint that the impression's not flying. I'm going to guess as many Oasis lyrics as I can in 60 seconds with Angela's Round the World tour of accents. Four to beat. Here we go.
These are crazy days, but they make me shine.
But they make time keeps running. All around the world.
Yes. He sits in a corner all alone. He lives under a waterfall.
Oh, it's so annoying when you know the song, isn't it? I'm not going to get it. Roll with it.
Nope, Supersonic.
Supersonic.
And it'll be nice to be alone for a week or two.
For a week or two. I'm back here with you, with you, with you, with you. Oh, I don't know. I can't get the song. Some might say,
Married with Children.
Oh.
You made no preparation for my reputation once again.
Don't look back in anger.
No, it's Some Might Say.
Oh, just said Some Might Say. Now.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Wonderwall?
It is Wonderwall. Your time's well out, isn't it? Do we count that last one, Will? Yeah, we'll do. Oh, John.
What did I get? Two?
Two, mate. Oh, dear. Is it just because Blur are better than Oasis? Is that why?
No, it's because the track to me, the track title bears no sort of bearing on the lyrics. Once the lyrics start, you just,
the arms go up in the air. Yeah.
You got a can in each hand.
Yeah.
And you can't even, so like when you were singing the Blur songs, you were singing them in your own voice. I was sort of snarling them. You can't not snarl. It really breaks you in you. Anyway, real music matters. 100% more to Angela than it does to me. It matters twice as much to you as it does to me. So we're talking about real music here on Absolute Radio. Now, this is a quiz that has been devised by producer Will that combines the two loves of the show, which of course is real music and grammar pedantry.
Oh, what a delight.
Isn't he good?
Give him a pay rise.
No. So this quiz is all about bands who may or may not have the in their title. There are 10 band names listed. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it like a penalty shootout. So Will's going to give us a band name. Do you want to kick first or second?
I don't mind, John. You choose, you lost the last game.
I'll let you go first since you won the last game. I'll let you have the privilege. So Will's going to read you a band name. You've got to tell him whether it should have the in front of it or not.
Okay.
All right, Will?
Yeah, okay. Number one, the Eagles.
Well, you just said, are you going to say the in front of all of them?
No. This is a quiz where Will reads 10 band names and we agree.
Number one, Eagles.
I'm going to say I don't know now. The Eagles. No, it's not all you. Now, come on. That was naughty, Will.
It's just Eagles. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Number two.
I knew
for
it was
John.
Just Eagles, and you threw me.
Monkeys.
Well, they say hey, hey, we're the Monkeys. So I'd be annoyed if they get their own band title wrong. I'm going to say it's the Monkeys.
It is.
I think I'm getting the trickier ones here. You'll get the easy ones.
You've only had one kicking off already. House of Games mode. She's gone full House
I've
of Games
in.
Mode.
Careful, I'm angry now.
Okay, Angela.
When she reaches for the knuckle duster in the back, that's when we know we're in trouble.
Stone Roses.
No, the.
Correct.
Number four, John. Foo Fighters.
Oh, come on.
No, the.
Okay, 2-1 at the minute. Angela. Rolling Stones.
The.
It to all.
This is tenth.
Up steps the centre half. We're getting to the players now who didn't really want to take a penalty.
Stereophonics, John.
No, the.
Okay. Number seven. Big. Smiths, Angela.
The.
She's already said it's her favourite band and she had posters of him.
No, I didn't. That's not.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said that about Robert Smith, didn't you? I just thought that was a super group made of all Smiths.
I want it very clear that I have never had a poster of Morrissey on my wall ever. Thank you.
Let's have a super group with Robert Smith and Will Smith in there. I don't know who else we've got to get in there. Right. It's currently 3-3.
Very fittingly, John. Cure.
The Cure.
Well, have you spotted a mistake here?
No.
No?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, so it's 4-4 and the next one is a decider.
Okay.
Because it appears someone's put the Foo Fighters in there
twice.
I wonder.
Not only have you put them in there twice, but having established that it's Foo Fighters and not the Foo Fighters, you just said I've put the Foo Fighters in twice. You're not even listening to your own quiz, man.
I've got a backup one.
Okay.
So
it better not be there.
Who went last?
It's my turn.
It's Angela's shot.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, there.
Right, okay, four finally. All with one left, and he's thinking on his toes. He's googling bands.
If you say Beatles, I'm never speaking to you again.
Just spare me one
second. Say Beatles.
Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's quite a good one off the cuff. I'm going to say no there.
Hang on, let me just check the answer. That is right, there is no there.
Oh, so John's 4. Won it.
It's 1-1 on quizzes. All right, well, we're nearly at the end of another show. Do you know, I've realised you don't want to slip into the habit of just saying the same thing all the time. And I've realised this point every week, I always say, oh, it's flown by, hasn't it?
So
I'm just going to say, this has felt about right. This has felt like about.
I tell you what, John, it's been a drag.
It has, hasn't it? It's been a real drag today. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah. I think it's because I want to be in my garden, really.
You do want to be in your garden. You'll be there soon enough. That sounded like a threat.
6 feet under it.
You'll be in your garden, mate. Don't you worry about that. You did say you were tired when you arrived.
Yes.
How has it felt?
It's energised me slightly, John. It's nice. Good. I like a good quiz, and we had one good quiz, one awful one. It's been a nice time.
I wonder, this chance to name the podcast is always really asking what has been your highlight of today's show. So we look back over the previous 3 hours for a name for the podcast. If you weren't able to join us for the full 3 hours, get on the Rayo app, have a look wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Have you got any suggestions this week?
I've got popcorn-scented tentacles.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because ever since I mentioned the popcorn-scented tomatoes, I feel like I can smell popcorn. I might be having a stroke, but I think
You are a synesthete?
A synesthete, yes, I am.
How does it go when you discuss things that actually you are discussing?
I don't have the smell activation in my mind. Mine is grapheme colour synesthesia, so it's all to do with colours, really. But the tentacles, popcorn, I really enjoyed how much you hated me saying the word tentacles. So popcorn-scented tentacles.
I don't like the thought of me having tentacles. It's more that I think... I work very, the radio is obviously a chance for me to reduce the physicality that is present in my work. And the last thing I need is people hearing my voice and associating it with tentacles coming out of the radio. Mm. I've got, because we had the Grammar Day thing and we had literal police, we've had general pedantry all the way through.
Yeah.
I've gone for
general
what a big
pedantry
mouth.
Would be a good sort of name for
general
you.
General pedantry. Yeah, very good. Then I can wear epaulettes.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not going to say that. Self-editing live on Absolute Radio. Here for another week. Thanks to that little pause you heard just then.
Thank goodness John has a filter of sorts.
I went for a sort of Little Red Riding Hood. What a big mouth you have, Grandma. Doesn't really work. I needed more time to work on it, really.
Yeah. But you were busy, John. It's fine.
The minute we had popcorn-scented tentacles, we knew what the name of the podcast was going to be. So that's the end of another show. It only remains for us to look back and say what a great time we've had, but also look forward and say, how can we improve for next week? How do you build on perfection?
I love this corporate bit of the show, John. It really suits us.
It's just such a lovely end, I think. Mm. It's just such a lovely way for us to all look at each other and just, you know, because I want this to be an open and honest discussion. So, you know, obviously I invite feedback as well. And I'd like to ask if there's anything that perhaps you feel I could improve on, Angela, for next week.
When you say you invite feedback, John,
yeah,
you invite it, but you definitely don't want it.
No, I don't. No, but it's that's like, the same as anyone who comes to my house. I'll invite you in.
To your wedding, you send invites to relatives that live so far away you know they're not going to come. That's yeah. the way that you invite
it. Absolutely. And the way you say I don't want you to come is night do only.
Yes.
This is very much the night do only feedback section. Angela, you arrived today. You used the word literally within 30 seconds of arriving in the studio, which I thought was a very bold play.
But I used it correctly, though, didn't I?
You used it correctly, okay, which good. Is absolutely fine. You then went on to beat me in a quiz. Mm. Which you know is something I would look at.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just in terms of you know going forward, our relationship. Just want to ask yourself, what energy do you want me to arrive with? Do you want
I
me
hope
to feel
you
good
know,
about myself?
John, how asking me yeah. not to win a quiz.
Oh, I watched your House
How
of Games,
that feels.
Mate. Thoughts with Judith Chalmers. But on the whole, Angela, I know you arrived tired. I know you've been on the road a lot. So it's been a joy having you. And I'd like to thank you for your work this week.
That was too earnest. That was weird. But thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm getting ready for Wills. I thought I'd better say something.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. I like the praise sandwich you're doing where you give me the outer layers and Will's just getting the filling. I like that.
Yeah, Will's getting all the mustard. you've been using the toilet willy-nilly this morning. And I just think if we're going to mention all the times I don't let you go to the toilet, I'd love you to tell the listeners what a lovely time you've had in the toilets this week. You've been there whenever you want, for as long as you want, and I haven't said anything about it. The quiz was so bad, it was wonderful. To set up your own quiz. Then what you didn't hear, listeners, is while the track was playing, I said to Will, have you got the answers ready? And he said, oh, I forgot to print that. So I had no idea what the answers were. Scrambled around for the answers. Didn't realise that he'd repeated one of the questions. Denied it when Angela said, can you see a mistake there? No, just cracked on. I mean, it was absolutely joyful. However, the reaching for the button of Angela talking about the footy, more times than you reach for the hamster button, that's a gold star. That's what, and that shows real progress. And that's what we're here for.
Absolute bootlicker.
You know, when I look at you, your performance from a few weeks ago, I just think you're really coming on. I'd like to see that continue. I'd like to see you get, I'd love to ask whether you've got the strength to get rid of the hamster button completely. That's what I'd like to see. But for your off-air confession that you didn't go to the gym this week because you couldn't find your Apple Watch. I've been sat on that for 2 hours. You are my star of the week, only because it resonates fully with a man who played five-a-side this week, forgot to charge his watch. My watch went off after 5 minutes, so I went in net. What is the point? What is the point? Sarah Champion's here next. Fordy and Dyson here with Rock and Roll Football. Andy Bush's Indie Disco. Claire Sturgis with The Rock Party at 7. That's your Saturday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
That was this week's podcast. I'd like to apologise for any offence caused by my use of the phrase fire off an email in the introduction to this week's podcast. I don't know what happened. I think I went back to my sales rep days for
that
a little bit.
That was your... Have you been watching the footy moment?
That
wasn't
was
it?
My, yeah, fire off an email. Just ping it over to me and I'll get the guys to look at it next week.
We'll run it up the flagpole, see if it stops at half mast.
If you enjoyed the real music quiz, and I think everyone did.
Oh, I have never enjoyed a quiz so much, and that's a lot coming from me.
As a special bit of bonus content, Will has prepared, just for the podcast audience, a bonus round of bands with the in.
When you say Will has prepared, you might be overstating that somewhat.
Yeah,
we know Will what Will's preparing is.
During the appraisal, gone back and wondered what it might have looked like if he'd done his job properly this week, and has decided to present it to the podcast audience. What's the? Is this a? Is it a one each or just one?
One each, is that all right?
One each, yeah, let's do it. Sure.
Okay, who wants to go first this time?
Go on, John. Angela, you go first this time. Okay, I went first last time.
All right.
Okay, John. Buzzcocks.
Oh, that's a really good one, Will. That
should have
been
good in. Should have been good.
That should have been in the show.
Yeah.
Never mind the Buzzcocks. I'm going to say no.
OK, Correct.
Ah, clever. It's a tricky one,
that. Last-minute pivot there, yeah. I pen-anchored that.
Mm. You did. You
I don't know what that means.
Just means I'm really good at football. Angela's question.
Okay.
In your own time, Will.
It's a podcast. It's fine. There's no time pressure. Relax. God.
People have got stuff to do, though.
Yeah.
Killers.
The.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no winner in the podcast, but...
Just well, everybody's a winner. I mean, you're not kidding. There's a couple of losers.
Well, on that slam, join us next week when, unrelated to what has just happened, Susie Ruff will be in the studio.
What?
By no means due to disciplinary actions brought by producer Will. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Don't forget, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk if you want to join in. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. Thank you both. Bye.
Bye.